What if the God you think you know is only half the story? We love to talk about his kindness, but almost never talk about his severity. In this devotion, I'm going to talk about both truths colliding at the cross and why it matters for your eternity. Listen closely. This could change how you see God forever. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. The question of the day, have you ever thought of the actions of God or the qualities of God, God's actions and qualities flowing through him? I want to read you a list from the whole entire book of Romans. I'm not going to put all the references in, but I want to give you an overview of the book of Romans of the actions of God, the gospel of God, the Son of God, the power of God, the wrath of God, the truth of God, the decrees of God, judgment of God, kindness of God, wrath of God, glory of God, words of God, righteousness of God, truth of God, fear of God, glory of God, promises of God, glory of God, love of God, enemies of God, grace of God, alive to God, instruments of God, law of God, law of God, law of God, spirit of God, spirit of God, children of God, glory of God, love of God, Christ, God over all, justice of God, wrath of God, people of God, righteousness of God, the righteousness of God, Son of God, people of God, root of God, kindness of God, severity of God, gifts of God, mercies of God, wrath of God, authority of God, servant of God, wrath of God, judgment of God, kingdom of God, God of endurance, God of hope, grace of God, love of God, power of God. And so that is, many of those are the action. There was a couple of those that weren't, they're kind of reactions to God. So we are going to talk about two. And the reason why I bring up all that list from the beginning of Romans to the end is to show you that we're not covering a ton of them, but we're going to talk about the kindness of God and the severity of God. So let's read our verse four today. And it's in Romans chapter 11. And it says in verse 17, but if some of the branches were broken off and you being a wild olive were grafted in among them and become partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant towards the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief. But you stand by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Behold, the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness. If you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. So I gave you that big, long list. And here we are. We're focusing on two aspects of God, God's kindness and God's severity. Now, when you think about this, the blank of God, the kindness of God, let's go over to Romans chapter 2, verse 4. It says, or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? Have you ever thought about it's God's kindness that brings you to repentance? It's not God's wrath or jealousy or anger or anything else. It's his kindness that leads you to repentance. Now, when you look at this, he's not only just like a little bit kind, a lot of bit wrath. It's the riches of his kindness and the riches of his tolerance and patience, knowing that the kindness of God leads us to that point of repentance, a change direction in our life. So as you walk into the public square today, remind yourself you are walking in God's kindness and he is leading to a place of repentance, a place that honors and glorifies him. So then he gives us another aspect in Romans chapter 11. He says, behold the kindness and severity. So the blank of God, the severity of God. We oftentimes don't emphasize this aspect of God. Yes, he is kind. Yes, he is loving. He's also holy, righteous, and severe when it comes to his wrath. So Here's another attribute of God or characteristic of God or actions of God. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath, which I believe we're getting very close to that day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds, to those by perseverance and doing good, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation. God is severe in his wrath and his indignation. And so we have to ask ourselves, as we go into the public square today, are we walking in a repentant heart or an unrepentant heart? God is holy, and he's severe with his wrath and indignation. There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil. When you walk into that public square today, are you doing evil? To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. When it comes to God, he has a chosen nation and he has a chosen bride. There is no partiality. There's only one way to the Father. That is through Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. And him alone. His death, burial, resurrection, and appearance is the only way to the Father. To the Jew first, and to the Greek or to the Gentile. So as Gentiles, we need to remember something. We're grafted in. We're grafted into a family of God, the people of God, by faith. And we need to stay in that faith. Now let's go back to Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Behold, the kindness and severity of God to those who fell, severity. So if you're going to fall into unbelief and fall into works and fall into all these things that other than faith in Jesus Christ to save you, there's the severity of God, which is his wrath and indignation. So we have to be careful, whether you're Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter. God has you in this time and place to have faith in Jesus Christ. And then he says this, if you continue in the kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. When God says he doesn't show partiality, it's not like, oh, the Jews are disobedient, so I'm cutting them off, but somehow I'm going to wink at the sins of the Gentiles. No. God has always been about faith. He will always be about faith, and he wants us to walk in his holiness and his righteousness and his truth. So don't forsake his kindness right now and his tolerance and patience, wishing that you would not perish but would come to a place of repentance. Because if you don't, if you continue in unbelief, he will cut you off as well. So what does that mean? Continue in the kindness of God today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your kindness, your mercy, and your grace. They are new every morning. We sit here today and say, we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our belief is in you. Righteous or self-righteous works will not save us. Religion will not save us. Only a relationship with you. So we confess Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that you raised him from the dead. And so, Lord, we thank you for that salvation. Lord, you are both severe with your wrath and indignation, and you are kind. You're both. Lord, we want to continue in your kindness so our hearts are soft before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.